You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And this show is really going to be a show of a couple different things. We're going to reflect on the year. We're going to talk about, you know, just personal things that goals that we have with our families and our faith and things like that. But also we're going to reflect on starting the new year and what that's going to entail. We believe that our process that we've designed, we've been doing this for many years, is designed to help get you to and through retirement. So we're going to literally today go through our process. What does an SHP retirement roadmap look like for you? Well, first, it involves an income plan. Second, an investment plan. Third, a tax plan. Fourth, a healthcare plan. And finally, the fifth portion is a legacy plan. And each area should be its own individual plan that makes up the holistic plan, which is called the retirement roadmap. So we're going to literally dissect. If you haven't heard our show in the past, you're going to learn about more about us. And if you've heard our show, you're going to learn about more about what our process is and how it can help you, again, get you to and through retirement. With that being said, I want to welcome Keith and Matt on as they, you know, we've been doing this for how many years, guys?
Almost 10 now.
Yeah. It's getting, a long time.
We started the company in 2003, and here we are many years later.
Like from a radio standpoint.
From a radio standpoint, it's closing on 10 years. Yeah. It's nuts. So time goes by fast.
And I say hopefully we're improving. Hopefully our listeners would agree that we are getting better with our broadcast careers.
Very incrementally.
Yes.
Everything going well for you guys though? Even time to kind of, I know we have, want to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever it is you're celebrating. Obviously, this is a big time of year. For us, I think we kind of have common values between the three of us. And, you know, this is a big time for us to be able to take time away from the business a little bit and focus on our family more than we have, you know, maybe the last few months. They're, you know, my kids are off for school, things like that. But it's also a time to prepare and be able to look at, you know, the coming year and do some planning there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to be able to kind of take a step back, and things typically slow down around the holidays anyways for most businesses. So it's nice to take a step back and maybe take 2 or 3 days and spend, and that's the great part about having partners is when I'm not here, you guys are. you know, someone's always manning the fort, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. But really, it's a nice time to kind of step back, live through some of my own family's traditions that I've had since I was a kid, and start to instill them in my two boys. You know what I mean? And one of those traditions is Eatonville Railroad. I've been going there since I was literally born. If you go to my parents' house, they have pictures of myself and as I started to get siblings, of every single year that I've been born, sitting on Santa's lap at Eatonville Railroad. Oh, so there's some comical ones in there, right?
I'm not going to even let the listeners.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
When I was young, I had big glasses because I couldn't see, really.
They had their own windshield wipers.
Yes, they were huge. And so needless to say, there's some comedy in those pictures, but that's what I'm doing now with my boys is each year, my brother and his two kids and myself and my two boys, what we do is we get together and go as a family and do kind of continue that tradition and give the picture to my parents for Christmas. So kind of, it's a nice thing.
Well, and I was going to say that's too, awesome. I love that type of tradition. I mean, it's just amazing about how, you know, when I look at this type of season, just, you know, a full year has passed, you know, and sometimes, you know, you, just to talk literally outside of this world, I mean, literally the earth has now gone around the sun for one full year, right? And so it's this measurement of it. Because I remember, you know, growing up and, you know, Happy New Year, and you have the champagne and everything along those lines, and, you know, you're popping off the corks and just like, oh, great, yeah, it's a new year. But I think as the older I've gotten, I've realized just how important and how significant that is. I mean, you know, a year which seems to fly and just go extremely fast is, you know, a lot can get done in that year, or a lot cannot get done, you know. And I really hope that people are using, you know, whether it's spending time with family, you know, or whether it's, you know, Christmas carols and you know, visiting Edaville Railroad, but also that they're taking time to sort of assess where they are in their own lives. And I was thinking about, you know, sitting down with a client the other day, you know, during our annual reviews, because I think one thing that we don't necessarily touch upon, you know, we talk about our process and kind of working people through the roadmap, but never do we say, okay, oh, by the way, there's sort of like the after effect, which is sitting down doing annual reviews. And so I hope that people are taking the opportunity to almost sort of conduct their own annual reviews, you know, and to sit down to make sure that they are still on track for where they want to be. You know, is it a family goals, you know, spending more time with family? Is it financial goals? Is it, you know, is it income goals and retirement planning and different things like that? I mean, I love sitting down with clients to say, hey, this is where you are and you're still on track. And so I'm hoping people, you know, still have that mental time to say, okay, hey, this is the time to reflect and take opportunity.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned it a little bit in earlier this year, is as I approach Christmas, you know, a big part, I remember growing up, we had an old coal stove, which most people don't have anymore. And I would go get the coal. My dad would, you know, he showed me how to kind of run the coal stove. That's how we heated the majority of our house. And he'd have this Stevie Wonder, Keith, go ahead, laugh at me.
No.
Stevie Wonder Christmas music. And I always thought that was the best Christmas CD. And well, back then it was a cassette. And I remember just we'd sit in front of the coal stove, laying on the ground under the, you know, nice and cozy. And I remember being 5, 6, 7 years old, just sitting there with my dad singing those songs. And now the past couple of years, I'm starting to do the same with my kids. And just like, I almost get, you know, I'm a Sally. I get like very teary eyed and like just picturing how quick time has gone from when I was that age being with my dad. And now here I am with my two kids doing the same thing. And just, I can picture myself, when the song played, being back in that same moment 30 something years ago, you know what I mean?
Well, I think it's almost like what you're wearing as well. I remember, you know, it's like all the kids are running around now with their feety pajamas and different things like that. And then, you know, obviously we're adults now, and so we have sort of like, you know, the adult pajamas that my parents used to wear and things along those lines. And
yep.
But just sitting by the tree and you know, drinking eggnog.
I know.
I just love eggnog.
I know. This time of year, again, is really set to reflect on the past, you know, the past year, but also prepare for the new year, because as busy as things have been, and this is a great time to, I don't want to stress you out with more things to do, but as we enter the new year, I think it's important to get your priorities on track, especially as it relates to your finances, because getting your finances in order, having a retirement roadmap, having a plan is what's going to be able to help you live out the retirement that you want, to be able to enjoy these times around the holidays, spend time with grandkids, travel, do the things that you do. This is the most rewarding part of our job, is to hear back from our clients and all the things that they're able to do as a result of us being able to play a small part in their lives. So remember, our retirement roadmap is designed to get you to and through retirement. Many other companies, we find the difference between us and a lot of companies, most folks just focus on one thing, whether it's annuities or whether it's just the stock market. With us, we try to focus on the whole retirement picture, from income planning, investment planning, tax, healthcare, legacy, and putting a plan together for you to get to and through retirement. So to get this kind of new year kicked off as we enter the new year, we're going to offer, we have a clean slate, open availability of appointments for January, and we want to have you in to come get a complimentary retirement roadmap review to see where you are and how your retirement looks like it's going to shape up. To come in, pick up the phone right now and call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, with offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. After the break, we're going to discuss the first part of our retirement roadmap, which is building a proper income plan. We'll also discuss why this income plan should be the foundation of your retirement.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, Certified Financial Planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our 5-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around 5 critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana and Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana and Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Income, income, income is going to be the topic of this segment as we kind of go through the Christmas and New Year's break. And we want to discuss, again, our process, the retirement roadmap. If you haven't heard our show in the past, if you haven't come in to visit us yet, our retirement roadmap process is designed and made up of 5 individual areas that we believe folks should have in place if they want to have a successful retirement: income planning, investment planning, tax, healthcare, legacy are the 5 areas that we look at when we build a plan, and that's what we discuss each year and each month. Every time we have, whether it's a quarterly, semi-annually, annual review with our client, these are things that we discuss. But to start things off, as you think about how to take the next step to building the proper plan as you enter a new year and you want to kind of set things in motion and get things to the right start, forget everything else we said. Income planning should be the foundation of your retirement. Without income, there is no retirement. And Matt, I guess, you know, my question to you is, the folks that you sit down with, the clients you've served with us, with myself, you, me, and Keith, or you, Keith, and I, proper English, I'm sorry, the clients that we've served for 13, 14 years, I tend to think you'd agree that that's the primary concern.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Derek, you mentioned at the beginning about how, or sometimes we look at it, the fact that when you're retired, you know, suddenly, your earned income has now stopped. I mean, your paycheck has now stopped. I mean, you've been, for a lot of our folks, I mean, they start working very early. I mean, we're talking paper routes at the age of 16. Sure. We're talking, if they did go to college, generally, they work their way through college just with part-time jobs. And a lot of the times, again, that's, you know, 30, 40 years of steady income, being able to cover the bills, you know, cover all the expenses. Because, you know, as we often say, when you retire, those expenses don't stop. It's not like you can call the city of Boston or you know, or Mattapoisett or wherever it is and just say, oh, I'm retired now.
Please stop the cable bill and the tax bill and the healthcare bill.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure no one will disagree that all of those costs increase.
Sure.
You know, regardless of what the federal government might say or the CPI index. So those bills, they do not stop. And so oftentimes we talk in terms of what's called mailbox money, you know, where we want to make sure that the assets are organized properly so that when the time comes, whether it's retirement is tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now, whatever it may be, or I'm sorry, whenever it may be, that they have a set plan as to, okay, when I retire, these are my distribution, this is where I'm going to go to make up for the income gap. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll probably mention that in a bit, but sometimes I joke around too, Derek. I'll say like, okay, this account here, this is the break in case of retirement account. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like whether you're ready today or whether you're ready a year from now, you already have established plans or you have established accounts to say, okay, I'm going to withdraw X amount of dollars from here to cover my taxes, to cover my health care, to cover whatever your expenses are. So it's so crucial to know where you're going to get those assets.
And I think the worst thing folks can do is to do nothing, to freeze and then think that they can just retire, start pulling off their accounts when there's no distribution plan in place. Because folks, if you pull off the wrong accounts in retirement, that could have really dire consequences for the longevity of your retirement. So we believe when folks come into our office, too many clients that we've served for so many years, when they first come to us, they have so much money in like either growth usually or so much money in safety. And almost like you're almost too allocated to either risk or safety. So in our planning process, the majority of our clients, it's based on their goals, but we believe proper balance is crucial to having a plan. So like Matt said, proper balance, there's kind of three different areas of money we want to think of. Some money set aside for safety that you can get your hands on whenever you want. That's your money, emergency, roof, leak, car, whatever it is. That's your emergency safe money. Second column is income. Like Matt said, what is the difference if you're retiring tomorrow? How much fixed income do you have? Do you have Social Security? Do you have a pension? Do you have rental income? And how much of a gap is it between those income sources that you have coming in every month at retirement compared to your total expenses? That's the number we have to solve for. So the second part of creating balance is to have some money set aside for income, so that when you retire, those assets are designed to kick on an income stream for you if you're married, your spouse, going forward. So now we have some money set aside for safety, some money set aside for income, and then you can build the growth plan, Matt. Growth is an important component to retirement planning, but we believe the income plan and the safety should be built first and then the growth.
Well, and I think that's why it's so important that people should do this pre-retire, you know, before their retirement.
No question.
We have we know where the markets are today, but we have no idea where the market is going to be when you plan on retiring. You know, so imagine you plan on retiring in the fall of 2008, you're going to have a dramatic different, your situation is going to be dramatically different. Or pick any market correction, market bubble, whatever you want to say, and if that happens right around when you're planning on retiring, that's it. I mean, everything gets blown up in your face, and you have to literally either go back to work if they'll have you, or have a dramatic different lifestyle. So it's so important to do it prior to retirement, because you want to have that income. You know, obviously your emergency account's, you know, number one, but you want to have that income account that's established, ready to go, and not contingent and not connected to what the market's doing. Because who knows where the market's going to be at that point? You want to make sure that money is safe, secure, ready to go when you're ready, but not relying on where the market is at that particular time.
Yeah, I remember someone in 2008, I remember they came into us and they had about $700,000 before the crash, and they needed about $30,000 a year off of those investments to live. That plus Social Security and pension gave them enough money to live. So what happened is, because 2008 happened, they didn't have a plan. Their $700,000 went to like $375,000. So that lost now. They're about to retire. They'll still now they need $30,000 off $375,000. They have to pull off a losing market account where the market's way down. You're selling low. It's just a bad position to be in. Whereas in our philosophy, if you have money set aside for safety, you have money set aside for income. Any money that you put in growth can now be long term because we have the income assets set up to draw off of.
Well, that's the thing too. I mean, we don't talk about growth is extremely important, but if you don't have the income to support the
long term,
exactly. If you don't have that income, you can't. If you don't have that money to risk, and we'll actually be talking about that a little bit on the market report. But if that money is not, if you can't lose it, and your retirement is contingent on how well that does, you probably shouldn't have that much in growth.
So, folks, do you know right now if you have enough money to retire? Number one, do you know if you have enough income that's going to last the rest of your life, and do you have proper balance in your plan? Do you have enough money set aside for safety, income, and growth to get you to and through retirement? Maybe this is the first time you've heard us, maybe not. Maybe you've heard us for the last 7 or 8 years or more. Bottom line is, if you're not sure if you have a proper income plan set up and you want to learn more, pick up the phone right now. We set aside multiple appointments in January just for you. So this show is designed to get you on the right track and the fast track going into next year. So if you forget everything else we said, please, if you don't have an income plan, whether it's us or someone else, please get that income plan in place for your future. We are happy to help. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. So if you want an income analysis, pick up the phone right now. Say you want an appointment in January. Call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. Up next, we're going to discuss the market money, the managed portion, the investment portion of our plan.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Welcome to 2020. If you're like many, you've made some kind of New Year's resolution for 2020. At SHP Financial, we want to be your New Year's financial resolution coaches when it comes to retirement planning. That's why we are inviting you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Thursday, January 16th or on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary dinner as we educate you on your IRA and 401k accounts and how tax laws can potentially impact your bottom line and your retirement nest egg. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Let this be the year to create and achieve the goal of making your future brighter. Join us on January 16th or on January 21st at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we at SHP Financial, we've been doing this since 2003, and we firmly believe there's a lot of other good firms, whether it's on the radio, whether it's your local management, you know, financial planning team, whether it's a large company or a small company, there's a lot of good folks out there that manage money. I think, Matt, what we talk about week in and week out, what I think differentiates us a little bit is just having the ability to build a full plan, having just an investment or a stock, bond, mutual fund, a manager, that's obviously good. It's a really big, important portion of what we do as well. But that there's so much more to consider when having a retirement plan. That's like buying a car. Yeah, the car inside is great, but you need tires, you need windshield wipers, you need all these other things to go around that car to make it a successful, solid vehicle to get you to where you want to go. At SHP Financial, our philosophy is built on a lot more than just investments. It's income planning, investment planning. That's a portion of it. But then we look at taxes. We look at healthcare. We work with estate planning attorneys that are really good at building an estate plan to make sure that we take all the advantages of that area as well. So I think a lot of clients enjoy having the one-stop shopping, if you will, or be able to get access to all this information at one place rather than going this place for their income plan, this place for their investment plan, that place for their estate plan. So that's the, I think that was what differentiates us from a lot of folks out there and a lot of other good, really good firms out there, not just ours. But that, I think that's the biggest differentiator. So we talked last segment. Our retirement roadmap process begins this five areas: income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy. You might have some of those already in place. Maybe you already have three of them. Maybe you just need help in two of them. But we first believe that having an income plan that covers your expenses when you stop working is the most important plan in retirement. Secondly, once you have the income plan in place, we look at the investment plan. That's the growth portion. So having proper balance, you want to have some money set aside for safety, some money set aside for income. Assuming you've already done that, Matt, now we look at the growth plan. And that is the investment portion of their plan.
Absolutely. And generally speaking, you know, we like to take the time to do the market report to let people know, obviously, about what's going on and just kind of distill and explain, you know, all the different forces that are going on in the market. I wanted to take today just to talk about a general principles when it comes to risk and general principles when it comes to investment planning, you know, as a whole. You know, because as we mentioned, you know, before the break, or I'm sorry, last section, is that if you don't have money to risk, you know, if you don't have the income plan to pay those bills and to make sure that you don't outlive your assets, you shouldn't even be considering the market, because you have to make sure your income has to always come first.
Correct.
You have to have a great cash flow. So focusing on investment planning for a moment, there are two main components to risk. You know, people think of, or most people, folks are aware of the first, which is risk tolerance. Like, how much can you physically tolerate when it comes to, you know, the markets moving up and down? The second one, which is a little bit lesser known, is called risk capacity. So let me sort of explain the difference. First is risk tolerance. As I like to joke around, is that I have very low tolerance for bad officiating calls. so let's say there's a bad call in the Patriots game or the Red Sox or the Celtics game. I can't sleep at night.
Yeah,
you know, I'm angry and I physically feel that. So that's what I mentioned. Most folks are aware of that. That's called risk tolerance. So when the markets are going up and down,
how do you react?
Exactly. How do you physically react to the, you know, again, to that news and to the movement? On the other hand, you have what's called risk capacity. And that means, okay, can I afford to lose this money?
Sure.
You know, another great way of looking at it is, let's say, for example, you know, you might be the biggest riverboat gambler in the whole wide world, but if you don't have that money to risk, if you don't have that capacity to risk that money, then again, you shouldn't be playing at the casino, nor should you be having money in the stock market. So I love to explain those two components to risk. Again, risk tolerance and risk capacity. How much can you physically tolerate? Okay, great. That's sort of like an emotional an emotional answer. And then secondarily, how much can we afford to risk? Because that then brings us back to the income planning. Because if we say, okay, hey, you've got a great income, so technically you can shift 80%, you can still leave 80% in the market if you want to, because you have great income.
Sure.
But on the flip side, if you don't have great income, then you may not have the capacity to have that amount of money in the market. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. So if you're listening, the basic concept is, how much risk do you want to take? And more importantly, how much can you afford to take? If you have proper balance, like Matt said, and you have money set aside for safety, you have other funds that we've set aside for our income plan for you that's set up to give you the income stream to cover your expenses. So whatever leftover money, if you have any beyond that, you, if you want to, theoretically, you have capacity to take on risks with that portion of money. So let's say you had $1 million, just to, you worked hard, you saved $1 million, just to use an even number. Maybe you have $100,000 in the bank for safety. Maybe you have $300,000 or $400,000 in income planning vehicles that are designed to pay you income to supplement your Social Security and any other income you have to cover your expenses. So now we've taken $400,000 out of the million off the table to cover your safety and income portion of your plan. And this is different for everyone. This is just a generic example. That leaves $600,000, Matt, that because that money can be long-term, because we don't need to draw from it, because we've set up their income plan with the $300,000, mm-hmm. we have safety set aside if they need more money, technically they can take considerable amount of risk in the market long term.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important about that process, because let's first take a look at your income. And I'm just thinking of two clients quickly. I mean, I had one client who, you know, who worked for one of the local utilities, had a wonderful pension. And when we compared his pension to his expenses, he was in the black. I mean, he was ahead of the game. He had a positive cash flow when he combined his Social Security plus his pension. So with his 401k, I said, hey, it's up to you, buddy. We could have it all in the market if you want. We could all be all fixed. But it's whether or not you want to. And he had that ability because of the fact that he had such good income. Where a lot of other folks are kind of more in that example that you were giving, where it's like, okay, Derek, you know, we should probably break off 30%, maybe 40%. Let's find out how much we need, because we need to have the income plan established before we ever start talking about investment. Now, when we move on to investments, then we're talking about institutional money management and exchange traded funds, yeah. and the fiduciary and a lot of things that we do mention. But just speaking, again, general principles, you have to, number one, you have to have the capacity, as we were saying, you have to have the ability to lose that money, because, i.e., you have to have a good income stream. And then once you have that, and I love how you summed it up, it's just, okay, do you want to? Do you want to put that money at risk, or do you want to look for other other safety vehicles?
So whatever it is you're doing right now, I just want to pause and ask you a very important question. And that's, do you know 100% that when you retire, you have an income plan in place to cover your expenses through retirement without worrying about the market taking it away? Have you taken care of that? Do you know how much you can get at retirement? If not, we'd welcome you to come in as a New Year's resolution to get a plan in place for the new year. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn and Hyannis. So whatever it is you're doing, if you can, safely if you're driving, take a break, call our number right now and get an appointment in the calendar so that you can get your new year in January off to the right start, knowing that you could have a plan in place to cover your income needs for retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 800-227-7777. Again, offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. The number is 800-227-7777, or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Right when we get back, we're going to discuss the remaining portion of our retirement roadmap process. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana and Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana and Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals.
Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our 5-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around 5 critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
Is your financial advisor having trouble answering questions on how the new tax laws will affect you? SHP Financial would like to invite you to their upcoming educational dinner event on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Join SHP Financial for a complimentary 3-course dinner where they'll educate you on the new tax law changes for 2020 and how they might impact your financial situation. They'll also go over ways to help generate income that you won't outlive. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Does your financial plan have a tax minimization strategy? Are you prepared in times of market volatility? It's time to find out. So join SHP Financial on January 7th or January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 to register. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpworkshops.com. shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we've been discussing at SHP Financial our retirement roadmap process and how it can help you get to and through retirement. And as we kick off this new year, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And we want to just kick off the new year with this, the basics, laying down the foundation for having what does it entail to have a successful retirement. We talked first about having a proper income plan and investment plan. That's where your money is. That's where your money goes in terms of investments and planning procedures to build you a proper plan to get you the income you need and have the proper investment plan based on your risk tolerance. That's only two parts of the 5-step process, though. So the three other areas that we're going to discuss during this segment, we're going to briefly discuss each one, but that's having a tax plan, a healthcare plan, in a legacy plan. So Matt, let's start right away with tax planning.
Well, thanks, Derek. I wanted to start there mainly because I can't really call it an issue, but one of the big problems or challenges that people face is the fact that I see clients who have close to 90% of their assets are pre-tax dollars.
Correct.
Okay. So really what that means to people as they're driving, it's that's all of your IRA money, 401k, 403b, simple IRAs, SEP IRAs,
457 plans, TSP.
Yes, it goes on and on. TSAs. I mean, so here are all of these accounts that obviously are a good thing. You know, they are meant to have you save for retirement. They are meant to obviously lower your taxes while you're working, and it's a very positive thing to have all these different accounts on the books so that people are putting away towards retirement. And with 401ks, hopefully people are getting matching, towards their retirement. But now, fast forward, now you're working, your working career is over. And as I said, anywhere from 80 to 90% of assets of a client's retirement assets are all pre-tax dollars. So I sometimes joke around, Derek. I'll say, okay, Derek, it's me, you, and actually Uncle Sam here is part of this conversation, because technically Uncle Sam owns about at least 20% of your retirement.
Yep.
So... Knowing, being aware of what the issue is number one. So obviously I challenge listeners to say, okay, do you know how much pre-tax dollars you have versus post-tax versus Roth IRAs? And I love to sort of take people through those three group and organize,
Correct.
Based on those three tax statuses. But then also, what is your plan for withdrawals?
what are your tax brackets? How aware, how aware of your tax brackets are you, so that when you're, when distribution time comes, whether it's pre 70 and a half or whether it's after 70 and a half with required minimum distributions, you need to have a plan in place for all of that pre-tax dollars, and you need to be extremely aware of what your tax brackets are, so that sometimes we can wean people off of their IRA and 401k money into more sort of tax prefer, you know, much more preferential,
tax efficient,
exactly, tax efficient, either post-tax dollars, Roth IRA dollars, whatever it may be. So, you know, I just ask everyone to be aware of what your pre-tax dollars are. Be aware that Uncle Sam owns about 20 to 25% of it, and make sure you have a plan in place for when those withdrawals come.
Yeah, a tax plan, folks. We're not accountants. We're not CPAs. We're not doing tax returns. We're talking about ongoing tax planning. So when we take on a client, we start by building their income and investment plan. But each time we meet with our client, we're always looking for tax angles. What are things that can be done? Can we harvest some losses against gains? Can we do anything to defer taxes, to reduce taxes on Social Security so that you pay less taxes? All these things, maybe for the next generation as well, taxes on the next generation. So even we work with a couple of really solid estate planning attorneys. And their job, a lot of times, if they set up the proper trust, Matt, that can help reduce the tax bill on the next generation, which also goes into legacy planning. So I don't want to be too specific on this portion of our process and our roadmap, because it's a very important part, but it's hard to get specific because everyone's situation is so different. Bottom line is, just know that as a client of SHP Financial, when we're sitting down each year, each month, whatever, we're meeting with clients and doing our reviews, we are looking for tax angles if they present themselves.
Well, and just to expand a little bit, because you mentioned about Social Security, you know, I was sitting with a client 2 weeks ago, and we were comparing whether or not to take draw down their Social Security, you know, early or defer it, you know, until age 70. And it was just a comparison of, okay, well, Social Security is 85% taxable and your IRA money is 100% taxable. So that difference of 15% became part of the sort of the calculation. You know,
Correct. What's
more important? You know, do we want to leave more IRA money to our kids, or do we want to defer Social Security? So it's a wonderful example of how suddenly income planning, you know, tax planning, legacy planning, all become part of, you know, one plan or one discussion with the client.
Yeah, everyone should have a holistic plan. And I've said this time and time again, that SHP Financial, what I think differentiates ourselves is that we don't just do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, whatever it may be. We do a full planning process of five key areas. Our retirement roadmap consists of income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy. And it's funny, I had a client that we just did recently, Matt, we worked with, and we built their income plan, investment plan, and they were joking around. They said, with one kind of vehicle we used, we did tax, healthcare, and legacy planning. And I said,
Three birds with one stone.
I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? That's a great point, because we had a client that wanted to leave money behind to the next generation, but they also had no long-term care in place. They were about 62 years old, and they had money. Again, they wanted to protect themselves for long-term care. They didn't want to buy a regular long-term care insurance policy, though, because the cost could go up, and if they never use it, they might never get those benefits. So they had about $250,000 set aside that they wanted to leave to the next generation. So they've came out with some new vehicles now where if you put that $250,000 aside, for this particular woman, it bought her about $600,000, give or take, of death benefit. So if she put that money aside, if she never needs it, it leaves a legacy, which is a portion of our plan, and it's tax-free from an income standpoint, which is part of a tax plan, to the next generation. Well, I said it was going to cover three birds, not two with one stone. So also that $600,000 that she has in death benefit for the next generation, she can actually use a portion of that if she needs long-term care. Even though she put in $250,000, there's a $600,000 death benefit of which she can utilize a portion. So I know everyone's head spinning here, but the bottom line is this is a way to put money aside where you can, if you don't need it, it goes to the next generation. If you need it for long-term care, there's a nice benefit for long-term care. So as part of our retirement roadmap, again, that might not be right for everyone, but having a plan in place to cover income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy is crucial. again. So with our help at SHP Financial, myself, Keith, and Matt, we've been doing this since 2003 when we opened our door. We've been doing it since before then, but that's when we started this company. So if you want to look at building a holistic plan, not just having an income plan or investment plan, but having a full roadmap drawn out for you to help get you to and through retirement, that's what we can help you with. And we've set aside appointments just for you in January to get this new year started off on the right foot. To have, imagine that feeling at the end of January, having a plan in place that covers these areas. If you want our help, pick up the phone right now. Please call ahead. It'd be very helpful for our schedulers. Our office staff would be very appreciative. If you can call ahead, 800-227-7777. Just say, I want to book a consultation. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. We're going to wrap this up with our closing thoughts right after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Welcome to 2020. If you're like many, you've made some kind of New Year's resolution for 2020. At SHP Financial, we want to be your New Year's financial resolution coaches when it comes to retirement planning. That's why we are inviting you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Thursday, January 16th or on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary dinner as we educate you on your IRA and 401k accounts and how tax laws can potentially impact your bottom line and your retirement nest egg. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Let this be the year to create and achieve the goal of making your future brighter. Join us on January 16th or on January 21st at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as we enter this new year, this show is designed to kind of hit the reset button and reflect on this year personally, but also just build out on the foundation of having a retirement roadmap. We really discuss the principles here at SHP Financial of what we're based on, and that's to help you get to and through retirement using our five-step proprietary retirement roadmap process. Consists of making sure our clients have an income plan, investment plan, a tax plan, healthcare plan, in a legacy plan. So Matt, with that being said, what's your final thoughts for the listeners for today's show?
Thanks a lot, Derek. And I was actually going to give a bonus, you know, because we have the five main parts of our process, as you mentioned, you know, income, tax, investment, legacy, healthcare. But the bonus that I want to talk about today, and think of it as a Christmas gift, I guess, or a New Year's gift, or however you want to label it. And it's just, it made me think of it because of the New Year. I mean, people generally take this holiday and take Christmas and things along those lines to kind of reflect. They say, okay, hey, this is where I was a year ago, and this is where I am today, you know, and babies were born and loved ones passed, and so much has changed during that sort of revolution around the sun. And my bonus part of the process is just the annual reviews that we do with our clients, the annual maintenance that we do with the plan. Because it's not
a set it and forget it.
Correct. I mean, like building a plan, that is a lot of the work. And I sort of tell clients that that's the lion's share of the work. But the work's not done. You know, because I just love sitting down with clients each and every year, going back to that plan, showing people, okay, we just withdrew, you know, $70,000 for some income here, and this is where your total assets are at that point. Because every good plan needs, you know, A, you need a plan, but you need to also stick to it.
Correct.
And so whether you don't have it now already or whether, you know, you're considering establishing a plan, I just can't tell you the power that's there. Just, you know, not only building one and going through the five stages of our process, but then also returning to that same plan. You know, that's the bonus. Returning to it, maintaining it, making sure that it's still, we're still achieving our goals.
Good stuff, Matt. And I think for the listeners, you know, I always try to open up personally, and you know, some people may agree with me, some people may not, but this is an important time of year for me to take time to be with my family, to hit the reset button on my own life, to give thanks for my faith. You know, I really like to reflect on the birth of Jesus, you know, and this time of year is really important to do that. And again, just spread that news, talk to my family, be with my family, just have a good time to be outside of work a little bit and reflect with the ones that we love. And the one thing I will say to carry on Matt's point, having a plan is crucial. And that's really important. We build a holistic plan here at SHP Financial. But if you forget everything else we talked about, hopefully you don't, but if you forget everything we talked about on today's show, having a proper income plan is the foundation and the most important thing. So again, let me ask you one final question as we kick off the new year, is do you know if you have enough income coming in each and every month for the rest of your life when you retire to cover your expenses for the rest of your life? Frankly, if you don't, you would really benefit to come in, sit down with my staff and I at one of our offices for a no obligation consultation, as well as an income and expense analysis. How do you do that? Well, you pick up the phone right now, call 800-227-7777 and say you want to book a no-obligation consultation in January. Again, 800-227-7777, or also you can go to our website, which is shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support and another great year. Look forward to talking to you again next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.